This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Kentucky Congressman James Comer, who chairs the House Oversight Committee, says he will have a key role in negotiating the 2023 Farm Bill. The former Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner, who now represents Kentucky's 1st District in Congress, says he'll be part of the conference committee that crafts the final Farm Bill.
There'll be a conference committee appointed that will, a very small number of members, that will try to get an agreement. And that's where so many of the major decisions will be made. And I'll be on that conference committee. I was on it 5 years ago as a freshman. I was the only freshman on it.
Congressman Comer says he is listening to Kentucky farm groups about their priorities for the next farm bill.
We've had the soybean board, corn growers up. I think the wheat growers are coming. I've assured them I'll have a nice seat at the table in the farm bill and look forward to hearing from all the different farmers and ag commodity groups as to what this farm bill needs to look like.
He adds crop insurance needs to be a major component.
We need as little government as possible. But with respect to crop insurance, there's no private insurance company big enough to handle the entire crop system in America.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
They're huge, and they're coming to the Kentucky Expo Center. Tractors bigger than your house. Hay balers the size of a Mack truck. Wheels taller than your living room. It's 1.2 million square feet of massive, powerful, heavy-duty farm equipment all under one roof. It's the National Farm Machinery Show, and it's as big as ever. February 15th through the 18th. Visit farmmachinerieshow.org for more information. Admission is free.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says agriculture and food need to be the focus of the 2023 Farm Bill.
Food stamps have always been a part of it. I've always been a supporter of food stamps for people that truly need it. Children, you know, children can't help if you know their financial situation.
Yeah, it's legislation needs to be responsible.
We need a fiscally responsible Farm Bill that focuses on the priorities for our food supply.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.